Jesus' bodily resurrection is incarnate absolution. So think about this, you know, when he told them, touch my hands and my side, it wasn't simply proof that he was alive. Of course it was. But if he who died for sin is alive, then my sin is taken care of. Then I'm saved from my sin. I have life in him. So they were touching absolution. They were touching their salvation. And Todd, isn't this what we say about the Lord's Supper? This is my body, which is given for you. This is my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whoever believes these words has exactly what they say, forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. For where there's forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. And it cannot be otherwise unless you partake of it in unbelief. And then the result is, as we heard from Mark's testimony, condemnation. So his resurrection is incarnate absolution. We need to keep very closely the resurrection and the absolution as the result of that atoning work. I think a lot of people think of Jesus rose from the dead because he's like this all-star wrestler. He gives a body slam to death, throws him into the turnbuckle, and this kind of Christus Victor theory of the atonement. But he's a victor over sin, death, and the devil by dying in our place.